There she is, Captain Lafarge, laying to starboard. A fine, fat brig she is.
I know that ship. She's the Philomena out of New Orleans.
Look how low she rides the water. She's fairly busting with cargo.
She'll make a fat prize for us. Order a shot across the bow.
Aye, aye.
Put a shot across the bow.
Stand by to put a prize crew aboard when she heaves to.
Aye, aye, sir.
And now let's show them our colors. Bring out the Jolly Roger.
This is Inheritance, presented by the National Broadcasting Company in cooperation with the American Legion. Stories out of that great fabric of visions, struggles, and accomplishments of the American past. Stories of our inheritance.
Log of the Revenue Cutter Louisiana, United States Revenue Cutter Service. Captain John Loomis, commanding. August 31st, 1819. We are cruising north of the Tortugas on our 17th day out of New Orleans. We are continuing our search for the brig Philomena out of New Orleans and overdue at Havana Harbor. Captain Taylor and his revenue cutter, Alabama, have joined us, and we are continuing our search of these waters for signs of the missing brig. Captain Taylor and I were convinced that she had been overhauled by the pirates operating in these waters, and shortly before noon this date, our suspicions were confirmed.
Can you get a glass on us, sir?
Yes, I've got it. Three of them. A brig and two cutters.
Are they flying any colors, sir?
No, Mr. Prentice, they're not. We found our pirates right enough.
Now, if this blasted wind would only come up again.
They're getting more breeze than we are.
And we can't overtake them, sir.
Mr. Prentice, we must. Order all sails wet down. If there's any breeze stirring, I mean to catch it.
Aye, sir.
Wet down all sails!
Wet down all sail, sir!
Now, break out the sweeps and have every man put his back to them. I want to close on those ships at all costs. With every available hand pulling an oar, we closed the gap between our ships and the pirates. It was eight bells of the fourth watch before they came under our guns.
They're in range now, Captain Loomis.
All right. How's your bow gun?
Ready, sir.
Good. Order a warning shot, Mr. Prentice.
Aye, sir.
Bow gun, fire when ready.
Bow gun ready, sir.
Do you think they'll turn, sir?
They'll have to fight. We're overtaking them.
Captain, look at that last cutter. She's putting about.
Yes. Mr. Prentice, stand by your battle stations.
Aye, sir.
All hands, stand by your battle stations.
Hold on. Now, that's queer. She's heaving, too. It looks like she means to give up without a fight.
The other two are still running, though, sir. What are your orders?
Signal Captain Taylor to keep up the pursuit. Keep them in sight at all costs.
Very well, sir. What about this other one?
Heave to and lower the whaleboat. We'll put a prize crew aboard.
But, Captain Loomis, this may be a trap.
I'm very well aware of that, Mr. Prentice. Do as I say. Lower the whaleboat. I'll lead the boarding party myself. Prize crew in the whaleboat, we rowed across to the waiting ship. There was no sign of activity aboard as we approached.
What do you make of her, Captain?
I don't know, Mr. Prentice. She looks quiet enough.
Yes, sir, she looks it. What is she?
We'll see, Mr. Prentice, we'll see. Better ship your oars.
Ship your oars.
All right, I'm going aboard. Have the men cover me.
We'll do that, sir.
All right. I'm Captain Loomis of the U.S. Revenue Cutter Service. Who is in charge of this ship? Come on, speak up. Who's the master of this ship?
Reckon I might be, sir.
You? And who might you be?
Janus, sir.
A slave?
Yes, sir.
Runaway?
Yes, sir. But you can't send me back, Captain, sir. I won't go.
Now, you just slack off a minute, Janus. Answer my questions. Where's the crew of this ship?
There ain't any crew, sir. It's just me.
You put her about and hove her to alone?
Yes, sir.
Well, then who are all these people?
Hey, passengers, sir. Passengers from the brig Philomena out in New Orleans. That's her sailing away out yonder.
I see. Where's the master of the Philomena?
Dead, sir. Killed by the pirates. So's most of the crew. He's just a passenger, sir.
Now, what are you doing aboard? Who is your master?
Sir?
You understand me. Whose slave are you?
I belong to Mr. Patterson, sir.
The pirate?
Yes, sir. But I ain't a pirate, sir. At least not a willing pirate. I run away, sir. First chance I got. I swear to that, sir.
All right, Janus. I believe you. But I think you can help us. Who are the men who took the Philomena?
That other ship you see running off there, sir. The Cutter. She's the Bravo. Captain Lafarge is her master.
One of Patterson's ships?
Yes, sir. They made me sail on her, Captain, sir. I never wanted to, but they made me. When I saw them put all the passengers aboard this ship, sir, I hid till the pirates went away. Now, that's the truth, sir.
Well, if they meant this for a decoy, it won't work. The Alabama is right on their heels.
Yes, sir. But what's to become of us, sir?
I'm putting a prize crew aboard. They'll see the passengers safely back to New Orleans.
Oh, sir, Captain Loomis, I can't go to New Orleans. I'm a runaway slave now.
Yes, that's true. All right, Janus, I'll tell you what. If you want to sign on with us for a spell, you report to my bosun.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Captain, sir. I'll do anything you say, as long as I don't hang for it.
Captain Loomis.
Yes, what is it, Mr. Prentice?
I cut her, sir. She's put about and she's flying the Jolly Roger. Well,
that means she's going to fight after all.
Yes, sir. She's bearing down fast on the Louisiana.
Recall the prize crew. Man the whaleboat. We must get back in time to save our ship. With the pirate ship Bravo bearing down on the unprotected Louisiana, the prize crew manned the whaleboat again, and we rowed post-haste back to the ship in an attempt to man our guns before the Bravo closed on us. All right, man your stations. Get that bow gun loaded. Port your helms, Disman.
All men are aboard, sir.
Mr. Prentice, what's delaying that gun crew? The Bravo is almost on us.
They're working as fast as they can, sir.
Oh, blast me for a stupid fool letting a pirate trick me like that.
Ready on the bow gun.
Bow gun's ready, sir.
Well, tell them to fire.
Aye, sir.
Running on the bow. Fire!
They better make that one good. Too short. Correct that range. Steady as she goes with the helm.
Steady as she goes, sir.
Look out. The Bravo is opening up.
That was close, sir. Just off our stern.
Yes, they won't miss again. Better get those muskets ready. We're closing range fast.
We'll be set for them, sir.
Running on the bow again.
Ready, sir.
Fire!
Come on now, make that good. Short again.
Here goes the Bravo. Look out.
We're hit. Hit the Prentice, quick. Check the damage.
Aye, sir.
Oh, if that blasted smoke would clear.
Stand ready with the muskets, men. Prepare to repel boarders.
Captain! Captain Loomis.
What is the damage, mister?
The bow gun's knocked out, sir.
Where is the Alabama?
Still out of position, sir. She's trying to beat her way back against the wind. If she doesn't make it in time, sir, those pirates will sink us.
Then open fire with the muskets. If we're going down, Mr. Prentice, by heaven, we'll go down fighting. As the Bravo closed to grapple, the crew lined the gunwales and poured a steady volley of musket fire at the enemy ship. At point-blank range, a single direct hit from the Bravo's bow gun could sink us. So our men concentrated their fire at that point.
That's it, men! That's it! Sweep their decks! We've got them so rattled they're missing us again! Keep up that fire!
If we could just drive them away from that bow gun of theirs,
sir. Well, they can't aim with their heads below the gunwales. Keep shooting!
Captain, look! Look, it's the Alabama! She's getting within range.
So I see. Now bring that gun to bear, Taylor. Yes, that's it. That's it. You can do it now.
They're getting ready to fire, sir.
A clean hit.
Look at them. Look at those pirates leave their guns.
And look there at the yardarm, Mr. Prentice. All right, men, hold your fire. They're striking their colors.
At 4:30, the Bravo struck her colors and surrendered. The Alabama at once put about in pursuit of the captive brig Philomena, while my men hove to and boarded the Bravo to round up the prisoners. It was a fine haul.
That's it, bosun. Line them up along the rail. Well, Captain Loomis, there's the lot of them.
It's a fine catch, Mr. Prentice. What's the score?
18 men, sir, and 3 ship's officers.
Good work. Is this the commander?
That's him. Speak up, you, when Captain Loomis addresses you.
What is your name?
You know it as well as you know your own. I'm Captain Lafarge, in command of the Bravo.
You were in command of her. You'll never command another ship, Lafarge.
Well, get to it, then. String us to the yardarms and get it over with.
You'll dance soon enough. You and your whole scurvy crew are going back to New Orleans to stand trial for piracy on the high seas. Now, Lafarge, is this your full crew? Come on, speak up, man, is it?
All but 2. They were killed in the action.
Pardon me, Captain.
Yes, Mr. Prentice?
I've just inspected their bow gun. It's a brass 6-pounder in excellent condition.
Good. Have it removed and placed aboard the Louisiana. We can use it to sink a few more of these pirates.
You're wasting your time, Loomis.
Shut up.
It's all right, Mr. Prentice. What do you mean, Lafarge?
I mean, you can sink 10 pirate ships this next year, or you can sink none. It'll make no difference. There'll be 10 more to take the place of every one you send to the bottom. And sooner or later, one of the pirates will get you. It's a losing battle you fight, Captain Loomis. Mark that well.
A pretty speech, Lafarge. I'll remember it. But don't be disappointed if we go right on with our work. Then we mean to keep at it, too, until we sweep you and all scum like you from the waters of this gulf. Well, boys, look alive. We're heading back to port. November 2nd, 1819. We arrived at Belize on the 17th Ultimo after a short cruise of 20 days. We have succeeded in taking 4 more pirates, whom I now have in confinement on board this vessel. I have about $4,000 worth of dry goods, which they have robbed and were endeavoring to smuggle into the United States. April 16, 1820. During the present cruise along the coasts of Florida and Cuba, we have taken 5 pirate vessels of from 80 to 100 tons each. 2 were burnt at sea. 3 have been sent into New Orleans with prize crews aboard. April 17th, 1820. A quiet day. After some 8 months of pirate hunting, this ship, along with the Alabama, has dropped anchor in a cove some 15 miles southwest of Breton Island. We shall soon have to put back to New Orleans for reprovisioning.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. Nobody.
Good evening, Mr. Prentice.
Oh, good evening, Captain.
Glory.
You're up late, sir.
I couldn't sleep. I've been thinking, Mr. Prentice. Remember that fellow Lafarge we captured last September?
I'll never forget him, sir. He was a mean one.
Yes. But I've been thinking of that speech he made us.
I'm beginning to think he was right, Captain. We'll never clean up the pirates, sinking them one at a time.
Yes, there are as many pirate craft in these waters now as there were last year. Maybe more.
Yes, sir. They seem to spring up from all sides.
Yes. Mr. Prentice, who's that singing over there by the forward hatch?
Oh, that's the slave we captured from Lafarge's crew. He's been working in the galley ever since. He's a good man.
Yes, I know. By heaven. I should have thought of this sooner. Mr. Prentice, ask him over. I want to talk to him.
Yes, sir. Oh, Janus. Janus.
Sir?
Come here, Janus. Captain Loomis wants to speak.
Yes,
to
sir. Coming right away, sir.
Good evening, Janus.
Evening, sir. Something wrong, Captain?
Janus, a long time ago, when you first came aboard, I said you might be very useful to us.
I've done my best, Captain, sir.
You've been a very good crew member. But I meant you could help us by giving us information.
Well, sir, I think I can. But I'm not a man to answer questions before it is asked.
Yes, that has been my fault. But let's not waste any more valuable time. You've seen what's happened these past few months, haven't you?
Yes, sir. I've seen we took a lot of pirate ships out of these waters.
Exactly. And yet there are just as many here as ever. Now, where do they come from? Where do they get their supplies?
Well, sir, I reckon from the same place the Bravo got hers. They come from Mr. Patterson's headquarters.
Yes, so I imagine. But where is this headquarters?
Oh, that's a big secret. But I know, because I worked there for my escape. Britain Island, sir.
Well, that's only a few hours' sail from here.
Yes, sir, that's right. But I wouldn't advise going that way.
Oh, and why not?
Because of the fort, sir. Why, it would be easier to capture Havana Harbor than it would be to sail into that bay at Breton Island.
Well, that's very interesting. Very interesting, Janus, because that is exactly what I propose to do. Mr. Prentice?
Yes, Captain.
First thing in the morning, I want you to row over to the Alabama and fetch Captain Taylor. We're going to have a council of war. April 18th, 1820. This morning, the officers of the Alabama and Louisiana met aboard this ship for a council of war, and in particular to discuss my plan to destroy forever the menace of piracy in the Gulf.
Do I understand you, Captain Loomis? Do you actually propose that we attack and attempt to destroy the installations on Breton Island?
That is my plan, Captain Taylor.
Oh, great guns, man, with two revenue cutters. At least let us go back to New Orleans for reinforcements.
I don't think you understand, sir. What reinforcements could we hope for? Two more cutters? Five more? It's a drop in the bucket. The whole British fleet couldn't storm Breton Island.
Just so. Then why do you imagine our two small cutters could do the job?
Because the job must be done. Surely we're all agreed on that point.
Well, yes, I admit that if this piracy is ever to be stopped, we must hit them at their source. But with only two cutters,
wait,
sir.
Captain Taylor, please. You haven't heard me out. Here. Let me show you this map that I have drawn from the description that Janus has given me.
That's a plan of the fortifications.
Exactly, sir. And a fairly complete one, too. Now, you notice the gun emplacements. Here. Here. And here.
Formidable. It would be sheer suicide to sail into that harbor, sir.
I agree. But let me call your attention to one detail. All of these guns are mounted to sweep the harbor and its approaches. But from this side, here, inland, there is no defense.
I see.
Furthermore, this part of the island is heavily wooded. And a glance at your ship's log will tell you that there has been no rain in these waters for more than a fortnight.
By George, that's so. Those woods would burn like tinder.
That is precisely what I have in mind. Can you see the picture now? Patterson sitting smug and secure behind his guns, knowing full well no fool would dare attack him.
Yes. Yes, and all the while a shore party approaches from the land side. I think we might surprise him at that.
April 19th, 1820. Early this morning, I put ashore on Breton Island with a party of 25 picked men. This ship and the Alabama circled the island and began their approach to the fortified harbor. Meanwhile, we of the shore party picked our way through the dense underbrush behind the island fort. At 6:45 a.m., I called a halt and gathered my men around me for final instructions. Now, in another 30 minutes, men, we'll be ready to strike. 50 yards down this trail, we'll spread out, fanwise. Now, have your torches ready. At my signal, set fire to the woods. They're tinder dry, they'll burn like parchment. Then begin firing your muskets into the fort. Create as much confusion as possible. Are there any questions?
What about our ships, sir?
They will wait until they see the fire and then move in on the harbor, firing salvos at the forts. By that time, we... Wait. Listen.
It's a pirate, sir. Look there. He's gathering firewood.
Yes. If he sees us, he'll give the alarm. Now, listen, he's moving closer. As he passes us, I'm going to jump him, get an arm around his windpipe, stand by to stuff a gag into his mouth.
I'm ready, sir.
Good. A few more steps. Wait a minute.
He stopped. He's looking this way, sir. I think he sees us.
He's turning. He's going to make a run for it. Come on.
Hurry, sir. Jump him. No, you don't. He's gagged now, sir.
Good work. Quick now. Drag him into the underbrush.
Yes, sir. I've got him.
That's it. That's it. They're out of sight.
Do you think they heard him, sir?
If they did, we're in for it. Well, we can't take any more chances now. We must attack at once. All right, men, listen. We're fanning out now to start this fire. If the town has been alarmed, we may be walking into a trap. And if we are, God help us. Are you with me?
Yes, sir. We're with you.
Thank you, men. Give the order to light the torches.
Aye, sir. Light the torches, men.
That's it. Look alive. Keep them away from the brush until I give the word.
Torches are lit, sir.
All right, then. Let's get to work. Moving swiftly and without sound, the shore party fanned out in a great arc behind the town. At a signal from me, the torches were set to the dry underbrush. Soon, red tongues of fire were licking at the sky.
Come on, men! Up and fire!
The surprise was complete. Disorganized, the stunned pirates fired blindly at our fleeting figures in the woods. And all the while, the shore party advanced, firing as we came.
Captain Loomis, the ships. Some of the pirates have reached the bay. They're manning their ships, and our cutters aren't in sight.
They'll be here.
There. Look there around that point.
The cutters!
Now, to give those pirates a real surprise. Come on, Taylor. What in the name of heaven are you waiting for? Man, open up.
They're in range now. There go the guns.
That's it. Now we've got them like rats. Come on, men. Charge the fort! The men charged the fort, while from the sea, our two revenue cutters poured their fire into the pirate craft. And then, almost as suddenly as it had begun, there was a sudden lull in the fighting. The thinning smoke was scattered by a gust of wind, and a glad cry went up from the throats of the shore party.
They've struck the colors, Captain! They're running up a white flag!
Hey! They've had a bellyful this time! Patterson and his murdering scum are done for!
April 19, 1820. The attack on Breton Island and its destruction is, in the opinion of Captain Taylor and myself, the beginning of the end of organized piracy on the Gulf Coast. It is my pleasure and my pride to commend the men of this expedition who have acted at all times in the finest traditions of the United States Revenue Cutter Service. Respectfully submitted, John Loomis, Captain of the U.S. Revenue Cutter, Louisiana.
The story you have just heard is based on facts gathered from the records of the old Revenue Cutter Service, known now as the United States Coast Guard. You have been listening to Inheritance, presented by the National Broadcasting Company in cooperation with the American Legion. And now it's our privilege to hear from the National Commander of the Legion, Mr. Seaborn P. Collins, who will present a special American Legion citation, which will be accepted on behalf of the National Broadcasting Company by Mr. Robert Sarnoff. Mr. Collins.
One of the best Christmas presents I have received was the news that NBC plans to continue producing Inheritance in 1955. Inheritance is truly a public service program in the highest sense of the word. The American Legion is proud to continue its participation in this historical series. On this first broadcast of the new year, I should like to express a few personal thoughts concerning this series. Too often we Americans take for granted the rich spiritual and material blessings which have been given us. It is essential that we examine frequently our American inheritance of freedom in order that we might properly appreciate our blessings. Inheritance helps us to do this. During the past year, this program has served as a rich source of information and inspiration for students and educators throughout the country. Letters received by NBC and by the American Legion indicate this, and these letters demonstrate, too, the profound interest which all our citizens have in the history of America. Because of the great contribution which this series has made to greater love and knowledge of America, I am proud and happy at this time to present to Robert W. Sarnoff, Executive Vice President of the National Broadcasting Company, the following American Legion Award, granted by our 36th National Convention in Washington, D.C. Know all men by these presents that Inheritance is awarded this special American Legion Award for dramatization in a dynamic National Broadcasting Company series of outstanding scenes in American history, which have served as a constant reminder to the peoples of this nation of the sacrifices and victorious achievements of our pioneers and patriots, and as a potent weapon against communism. The appearance of key legionnaires on this program has provided an opportunity to present in their true light the principles and purposes of the American Legion.
Commander Collins, I consider it a great honor on behalf of the National Broadcasting Company to accept this special award for the NBC Radio Network. We at NBC conceived of the program Inheritance as an instrument for dramatizing great moments in American history and as a reminder to us all of the great price we have paid for our freedom. By its very nature, the program has a profoundly anti-communist meaning, and it is indeed gratifying to us that the significance of this effort has been recognized by such an outstanding patriotic organization as the American Legion. NBC is proud of its long broadcasting association with the American Legion and of the program Inheritance, which today symbolizes that close association between us. On behalf of NBC, I thank you, Commander Collins, for this impressive citation.
Thank you, Mr. Collins and Mr. Sarnoff. Next week, Inheritance will again take you on a journey through the pages of American history. Today's story was written by Gilbert Braun. In the cast were John Larkin, Bill Quinn, Ralph Bell, Dick Hamilton, Lloyd Richards, Bert Collin, and Daniel Acco. Inheritance was produced by William Welch and directed by Danny Sutter. This is Bill Hamilton. This has been an NBC Radio Network production.
Enjoy fine variety entertainment on the Dennis Day Show today over most NBC radio stations.